One thing that the Hunter is certainly known for across our very long history is having quite a few places to pull up and have a drink. And there are many, many hotels that are still around from days gone by, and many of which that have fallen by the wayside over time as things change. And somebody that's been keeping tabs on that is local historian Ed Tonks. And for the Wall's End Heritage Group, this Thursday at the District Library at Wall's End, he'll be presenting his Hotels of Lake Macquarie talk. And I thought we'd just find out ahead of time, Ed, what we can expect there. Many hotels have sort of come and gone over the last couple of hundred years, haven't they, here in the Hunter?
Oh, indeed, Mark. Very much so. And it just highlights that hotels exist for a reason. And if that reason sort of ceases, the hotel will close and the license will be transferred.
Pretty much like any other business, I guess. But look, the naming of hotels is always interesting. There are some names that just seem the kind of names that you give a pub or a club, but there are some that over time have stuck out, have got a bit of an interesting history to themselves, haven't they?
Oh, indeed. And frequently the name of the hotel can reflect something about the area itself. Like, for instance, the Boat Rowers at Stockton. What a great name for a pub at Stockton.
No second prizes for guessing that one.
No, but when we come to Lake Macquarie area, well, we've got the Argentin Hotel, which is quite an old one, and interesting that when that first started, its licence was given to the Songfied Works Hotel. Well, isn't that amazing? Because it was formed as a result of the increase in population following the opening of the Songfied Smelter, and also one of the first hotels in Boolaroo was the Songfied Hotel, which has now been changed to the Boolaroo Hotel.
So once a hotel's licence ceases to exist, the hotel closes, what does happen to the licence? Does it just disappear or does it get shifted around?
Oh, Mark, I think that's an amazing question and an absolute key element of the hotel story, because it's a little bit like the king is dead, long live the queen.
Okay.
Because you made the point earlier that the hotels are commercial entities, but they are also legal entities. And it's the hotel license that enables the hotel to function. And when it closes, the license can be transferred. And, for instance, we've got what used to be the Golden Eagle at Gateshead, which is now the Gateshead Tavern. Now, its licence to enable it to begin was transferred from Newcastle from the Pacific Hotel.
So it just doesn't even go around the corner. It could end up, theoretically, it could end up anywhere.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've had a look at the licences for two hotels in Werris Creek, for instance, that have closed, and one of those finished up going to Jindabyne to become the new hotel there. So it's just amazing. And the old hotel at Killingworth, which originally began as the Railway Hotel, it still stands as a magnificent building. But when it closed in 1970, its licence was transferred to become a hotel at Budgieroy. So it's a real demographic. You know, as population centres decline, here is a resource called the hotel licence, which can then be transferred to population centres that are growing and expanding. And a classic example of that is the West Walls End area. It boomed during the coal mining days from the late 1880s. But into the 40s and 50s, with the decline of coal mining, here were these commercial entities not making a hell of a lot of money. So we see the Royal Hotel licence being transferred to become the Arana at Blacksmiths. And also we see the licence of the Northumberland Hotel, the building of which still stands, a magnificent Bennett and Yeoman's building, and that licence was transferred to become the Hotel Belmont.
And it is a very interesting topic. You will be covering that in some detail. Lots of great photographs as well from the recent book, and
yes,
I'm sure it'll be a great listen. It is on Thursday afternoon, 2 to 4, at the Wall's End District Library. I'm sure we'll be able to expand on that later in the week. Have a good session on Thursday.
Well, thank you very much, Mark, and thanks very much for the opportunity.